we're here being preparing for Kabbalas HaTorah, and one of the inyanim that we spoke about over the years, last year we spent an arichas on this inyan, is the inyan of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Last week we talked about being mechabed each other properly. But there's another basic inyan, the most central inyan of preparing for Kabbalas HaTorah, which is being mekabel the Torah, accepting the Torah, pshuta k'mashmai. And the Torah itself, there are taryag mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael were mekabel upon themselves. There's a minog, a well-established minog on the night of Shavuos to go over the mitzvahs, all the taryag mitzvahs, to understand what exactly we're accepting upon ourselves. And hopefully over the next few weeks, I'd like to delve into certain central sugyas that is a pella we have never dealt with, that have to do with us being mekabel Torah and mitzvahs, accepting on ourselves the mitzvahs. In particular, there's a certain problem that some of us have. Unfortunately, I have it. Maybe some of you have it. And that is what we call picking and choosing. When it comes to mitzvahs, there's some people who call it menu Judaism. You know, I was just in America. There are a lot of menus in America. They have menus in the offices. You pick what you want in restaurants. There are menus all over the place. And some of us have an attitude, Rahmanul Itzlan, that the Torah is a menu. I'll take a little bit of this with a little bit of that. You know, California rolls. I learned what a California roll is in America. All sorts of interesting things. And that's the way Torah and mitzvahs go. However, be'etzem, if we don't stop and think about what it is Kabbalas HaTorah, we will be missing the ikrim of what Avodas Hashem is, of how to be mekabel all Torah mitzvahs. There's something that we've heard of, I'm sure we've heard of it, and it's so cliche by us, it could be Rachmanu Litzlan on a bumper sticker on a car, which is that we said Nasa V'Nishma. We said we will do, and then we will learn the Torah. And this phrase, Nasa V'Nishma, is something that separates us from the Ummas Ha'olam, gave us a separate, special chavivas to Borei Olam. And in these words are not just a historical moment of how Klal Yisrael was mekabel Torah back then. It's the key to how to be mekabel Torah today. If we understand what this Nasa V'Nishma was, we'll understand how to have an attitude towards Torah and mitzvahs mamish at every moment of our lives. Chazal say in Shabbos on Daf Peches, Amar Rabbi Lazar, B'shashik Dimu Yisrael Nasa L'Nishma Yotza Baskol. A Baskol came out, a heavenly voice. Va'amar Lehem Mi Gila Libanai Razeh Shemalachi Asharet Mishtam Shembo. Who revealed the big secret to Klal Yisrael? They said Nasa V'Nishma. This is what the Malachim use. What's the big secret over here? It sounds like something that was revealed. They found out to say Nasa V'Nishma. It goes weiter. The Medrash says, and the Gemara weiter over here says, that B'shah Sheklal Yisrael Kiblu Aleim Hikdibu Nasil Nishma Amrav Simai Bo Shishim Ribay Shal Malachi Asharis L'Kol Echav Yisrael. All the Malachim came down, Kashru Lo Shnei Sarim. They got crowns on their heads, crowns like kings. Echad Keneged Nasa, one crown Keneged Nasa, the Echad Keneged Nishma, and one Keneged Nishma. And we'll find out that they lost those crowns. It's Beferish in the Psukim. As soon as they did the Cheda Ego, what are these crowns? What's this big secret? What is Nasa V'Nishma? What is this idea? We will do, and then we will learn. And in here is the key, Rabosai. The key. Perhaps this is the most central shmuz. I mean, I like to advertise. My father's in marketing, but this is the central shmuz. If we get this, we'll be done. We could retire and just use this shmuz for everything. Nasa V'Nishma. This is the most important point where we shined as a people. What exactly happened over here? So let's go slow. B'siyata Dishmaya. Slow. There's another part to this Gemara. A very strange part. There was a tzeduki. Hahu tzeduki dechazya l'rava dekama'ayin b'shmaisa v'yot v'etbitza deyedei tukit kara. V'kamaitbu b'kamechayin etbitza. Dama. Rava was learning, and he was getting very into his learning, and he was sitting on his hands, crushing them, and blood was coming out, and the Siddiqui looks and sees what Rava's doing over here. What's he doing? He's learning, he doesn't even know, he's sitting on his hands, Amarle ama paziza. You're an impetuous nation, a nation that thinks too quickly. Dikadmisu pumaychu ludnaychu. You spoke too quickly. Your mouths moved quicker than your ears. Akati b'chazusaychu kamaisi. You're still stuck in your old impetuous ways. You think too quickly. Look what you're doing, this Torah. You said Nasa v'nishma. You should have listened to what Hashem had in mind for you. Look at you. You're sitting on your hands. Blood's coming out. Look at this Torah. Look what it's doing to you. And Rava says back, no. Amrle anan disaginan bishle Musa. We go with tmimus with Hashem. Ksiv tumas yisharim tanchem. That the innocence or wholeness of the straight ones will guide them. What's going on in this Gemara? Sitting on hands and blood and all this. So there's something very deep over here. This is Nasa v'nishma, okay? Our hands are what we do with. We do things, right? And we have to follow the Torah. We're sort of like sitting on our hands. When we follow the Torah, we're stuck in the Torah. There's a tremendous imagery over here. Every Lashon and Chazal is to bring out a point. We're sitting on our hands. We don't have any mobility. We can't pick this or pick that. We're just going the Torah route. And this man looked at us and says, come on, you're still stuck here. You're still crushing your hands with this archaic work. Look around at the world. Look at all the things that are going on. You should have listened more carefully. You should have thought about it. You're impetuous. You think too quickly. You just said you're going to do this and then you're going to learn about it? And says the Maharal in Tiferes Yisrael, Parakhav Tes, that this Min, this Tzeduki, was right about everything in the world except for Torah. Everything that we do in our lives, we must evaluate it first, right? I hope we've learned that lesson. We must evaluate what we do. See if it's a good idea, right? Because we could get into a lot of trouble if we don't evaluate. And in all poor decisions that we've ever made in our lives, if we would have evaluated the situation better and perhaps been Ezu Chacham Haroes Anola and seen what could have come out, we could have saved ourselves a lot of Agmas Nefesh. Everything in life must be evaluated. The truth is that on my trip to America, I just came back, as you well know, there's something that fascinates me and pains me greatly. It's not about Jews in particular, although you can see this by Jews, but it's something that fascinates me and pains me. And that is, you're not going to be a little bit shocked by this, but tattoos. There are people all over the place with tattoos. I'm fascinated by this. It's an Isser in the Torah to have a tattoo, but I'm talking about goyim with tattoos. And I'm thinking about this, like, that is a big, every time I see it, you know, you buy a drink and you see this guy's arm's got a dragon going all right, right? Or like, you know, let's go Jets or Rangers or whatever it is. That's a big decision. That is a very big decision. I mean, let's say you have this 85-year-old which says, we love the Brooklyn Dodgers, like Rabosai. He's stuck with that. That's a huge decision. Major. I would like to create an organization or maybe an app. You know, if it's an app, it's more chashiv. I don't know how we're going to make this an app. To counsel people before. They just let people go into these tattoo parlors and literally brand themselves with things that, whoa, let's just think about it. Right? Every decision in life needs to be evaluated because you're going to be stuck with certain things. And this man said to Rava, the joke is on you. You're stuck with the Torah. He's right about everything, this man. He's right about all the things in life that require educated decisions. What parnasa I'm going to go into. How I'm going to be able to support my family. These are types of things that are educated decisions. However, being makabel the Torah, he was wrong. He was wrong. Why? Let's listen to Rava's answer. Rava himself says the answer. Rava says, we're the nation that saginan bishlei Musa. We go with Hashem whole and we don't ask questions when it comes to Hashem. Why, says Rashi? Hisalachnu imoy bitum lev. We went with Hashem in simplicity. We didn't ask questions. Kiderech ha'oisim me'ava. As those who are in love run towards the one they love. Visamachnu alav. And we depended on Hashem. Shelo yitanenu bedavar shelo nuchal amabo. That Hashem would not give us something we can't handle. Beautiful. What is this Rashi saying? An amazing thing. You're right. Everything in life, there has to be decision. Is this too much for me? Is this a good idea? Will this really help me in life? However, when it came to the Torah, Klal Yisrael said, Borei Olam, we love you, and you love us, and we know that all you want from us is greatness, and you would never give us something that we can't handle. It's an impossibility. The whole tachlis of the Torah is to reach greatness. The whole reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah is to become somebody. And it's impossible that any one of these 613 mitzvahs will not be able to schlep the greatness out of me. It doesn't matter how much I feel sometimes like I'm sitting on my hands. Deep, deep down, we understand that the nekuda over here is that Borei Olam makes us into great people. Having a shaychus with him in ways that we would never be able to figure out on our own. And I thought, maybe this is pshat in a medrash. This medrash I've known since I'm in, I'm in preschool. But every part of Torah, you need to keep updating your Havana. Such a basic medrash that we all know. The medrash in Sifri, Dvarim Lamed Gimel Beis, says, Hichzir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zat Torah L'Bnei Esav. Hashem went to B'nai Esav and said, Vamalev, Roitzim Atem L'Kabbalah Zat Torah. Do you want to accept the Torah? V'amru lo maksivba. What does it say in this Torah of yours? Amr lahem lo sirtzach. It says don't kill. Amru lo kol brachah shelo se'ish v'archa b'chatichya. Esav lives off his sword. And they brought a raya from a pasuk. Right? Achar b'chatichya. This is a bracha that they have. They know how to learn. Right? This is not a boich svara. This is a raya from a pasuk. Okay. In anu rotzim l'kabla. Amr l'b'nei Yishmael, rotzim atem l'kabla z'tor, you want the Torah. Amr lo maksivba, it says lo signof, don't steal. Amr lo kol birchosuf sholosu ish, v'u yeh pera adam yada v'kol v'yad kol boy. All the brachas of our tata, Yishmael, were from stealing. No, we don't want it. What's going on in this medrash? And there's a lot of pshatim here in this medrash. But where did they go wrong? Lefi Rashi, you know what I think, b'siyata d'shmaya, they went wrong? They asked what it says in the Torah. Maksivba. That's called an educated decision, right? Any normal person, when they're offered to change their entire existence, can you please show me what exactly you want me to sign on the bottom? Let me exactly read. Just sign over here. It'll be okay. What? Let's see. So it basically said over there, you know what? According to Seichel, this is not for you. And they said, we don't want the Torah because according to our Seichel, it's not a good idea. And they were right according to their Seichel. They said so good. They brought psukim. But they didn't realize something, Rabosai. That was a bad idea. You don't bring rayas to Hashem. They could have swam above B'char B'chasichya, swam above the Geneva, being brought to such high madrigas, freed themselves from their tininess. But they said, let's evaluate the situation and see if it's a good idea. And they said, I can't, it's too much. Because in the Plato inside it that they call a brain, they felt they couldn't do it. But a person who believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and is soymech on him, knows that every part of this is totally 100% shayach to them. And the Gemara quotes from Rava, a pasuk, Tumas Yisharim Tanchem. The tmimus, the wholesomeness, of the Yisharim, of the straight ones, will guide them. Let's look at the Goyin on this pasuk. The Goyin in Mishle. This was an exciting adventure to see how the Goyin learns this pasuk. This is the pasuk that answers that min, who says that we think too quickly. We think too quickly. And we accept things without proper, educated decisions. Says the Goyin on Tumas Yisharim Tanchem, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Gimel. He says there are two types of people, and both of them are good. There are Toms, people who are tumim, simple people, and they just keep the Torah without shtickle Torahs. Just tell me what to do, Rabbi, and I'll do it. That's one type of erlichayit. It's a beautiful way of being. Then there's something called a yasher, and the yasher is always has a shtickle Torah. And the Goyin says that when it comes to midas, he knows all of the psychology behind everything that he does, and he takes himself apart all of the time. And the Goyin says, both of these are valid ways of being. You could be one of these tamim, and a lot of times it's an issue of sherish neshama, who you are. Some people are more inclined to be the tamim, and some are the yasher. The big lamdan in every, why am I thinking this way, and why did I get jealous of him, and this. And the Goyin says, it's all fun and fine and dandy. However, There's something very dangerous about the guy who thinks. Says the Gaon, even the Yashar, the guy who thinks, needs to be Tam. Tumas Yisharim. A person who's too much of a Lamdan, what could happen? Says the Gaon. Yashar hu atsham midosa besichlo, he's always evaluating himself, he's a Baal Musar. Vizeh Yashar yachol lipo bereshes hayetzahara, such a smarty, could chas v'shalom fall into a trap. Kisechel anoshi yachol itos, the human intellect is fallible. Vitzarech hayashar gamkein latzmimos, a yashar has to know when to back off. Bidaber shuhu negin hatayra, because sometimes his thought process might justify, oh, I could do this, or oh, I could do that, against the Torah. V'tzarech ha-yashar la'atmimus b'davar shu neged ha-Torah. She'al yismaych al-sichlo. He can't rely on his seichel. There are certain things that are beyond the seichel. There are certain things that are much higher than we could have ever thought about in a thought process that would take us somewhere. And if we think about them too much, about whether yes or whether no, then we end up picking and choosing. We end up creating a life that's a menu. I can do this, I can't do that. This is for me, this is not for me. And we don't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's here to create Anashim Gedolim, who have the fullest relationship with Him. And perhaps this could be pshat in the pasuk. There are a lot of beautiful pshatim said in this pasuk, but based on this idea, let's try to suggest another one. The pasuk says in Mishlei Chav Ches Tes, Meisir Oznoi Mishmaya Taira, someone who puts his ear away from listening to Taira. Gam Tfilasoi Taeva, his tefillah is also an abomination. Just to give you an idea what a Taeva is not just, it's not a good davening. It means it's disgusting to Hashem. Disgusting. The things that are written in the Torah that are Taeva are the worst things possible. It's abominable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody who moves his head away from Torah, his tefillah is a Taeva, what's the connection? I mean, let him have a good davening at least. He's not learning. He might as well have a good davening. What could be so bad over here? But perhaps this is exactly it. The whole yesod of davening, the Maharal in the Siva Avodah's Masbir, and the Alter Mikel in the Kisvei Saba Mikel Mizmasbir, and the Mabit in Beis Elokim, the whole tachlis of davening is showing Hashem, everything's you. Anything I need, anything I would want to need, it's all you. It's all you. And that's why I'm coming to you. I'm megala that there's nothing else. I'm a vakesh chachma mimisha chachma shaloi. I'm looking for wisdom from the one who has chachma. Chayib bani chayib mizayne. All the things in life. Sustenance, parnasa, children, my life itself, it's all to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're davening and you're davening and you're davening, right? Says, wait a second. You really believe that there's nothing greater than me? Absolutely, Hashem. You believe all wisdom comes from me? All children, all life, all sustenance? Absolutely. So what about that poofy haircut that you have? Didn't somebody say that might be chukas to going, I didn't want to hear that. What about your going over, no. So wait, do you think I know what I'm talking about? I told you that these things are problematic. I told you that if you go there, it's a bad idea. I have a shtickle Torah on that. Oh, you do? Gevaldik. So maybe I should dive into you. Toyeva! We believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We believe He has a plan for us. We cry our brains out in davening, and yet we feel that this halacha is not for us. I remember, unfortunately, I have to work on karbanos. Karbanos is something that is a little weak. You have to come on time to shul, and you have to... But I remember one time being privy to seeing a great giloy from the Mekubalim about what karbanos do when you start davening. And I'm like, whoa! You start in this world called Asiya, which is down here in the Karbanos. And then you go to Yetzirah and to Bria and then Atzilus, and you have to do the Karbanos together. I'm like, wow. I wish I would have known that when I was younger. Maybe I would have said Karbanos. Shocked. And Hashem's laughing at that. What? It says it in Shulchan Aruch. You don't do things because it's, ooh, spooky things are going to happen. You do them because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah says to do it. I don't have to sit here and wait for you, Stark, to start saying karbanos. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, and it says to do that. And the truth is, I really should be out of a job, Rabosai. Do you know why? I should be out of a job. I should be unemployed. No, that's very sad. You know why? Because my whole job is to try and show why you should do things. That's my whole job. I try to show, lefizeh, you're going to have great shalom bias. Everyone's like, I want great shalom bias, so I'm going to follow the Torah. And lefizeh, you'll feel better about yourself. I want to feel better about myself. But I've been duping you. I've been selling you the Brooklyn Bridge. The only reason to follow the Torah la mitai is because Borei Olam knows what we can handle and he knows how to make us great. And nasiv nishma means today I'll do it and tomorrow I'll learn about why, or I won't learn about why. But I understand that this is the greatness of Klal Yisrael, their Kabbalas HaMitzvahs, their ability to accept this on themselves. And we all have that fear. That, no, this is too much. You picture yourself, you know, if I do that, if I don't see this, or I don't do that, then I'm going to be in Meis Sharim eventually wearing a strimal and have a gartel, and you picture yourself, like, we're afraid. What's that fear coming from? It's a real legitimate fear. It's a fear that this is too much for me. This is too much for me. It's too religious. It's way too religious. I don't care if it's in Shulchan Aruch. It's too religious. And the Haftakah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is if you do this, you will laugh later about how foolish you were when you were afraid to do this. Because you can never be afraid about being you. You can only be afraid about wearing a Purim costume and being someone else. But the more a person connects with this all Taryag mitzvahs, the more a person gets in touch with their greatness. And a greatness that no great psychologist or great author, I see all these interesting books sometimes, people leave in the bathroom, the ticket to this, the ticket to that, how to think, how to this. All these things are stuck down here, Rabosai. The Torah is way above all this. Way above. And a person has to decide. And it's a big decision, you know why? Because you have to ignore all the ridiculous shtickel Torahs and just go with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'soymech alav, like the Lashon, the beautiful Lashon we quoted from Rashi. B'samachnu alav, we relied on Hashem. Shelo yitanenu b'davar shlonu chalamad bay. He will not give us a load that we cannot handle. It's an impossibility for Borei Olam to do that. Because that's against the whole matara. That's against the whole purpose. And now we're going to get very deep for a second. So we have to take a step back. Quiet for a second. Very deep. Something that bothered me for years. Years. What are these crowns? Whoa, we're hitting the crown. What do you mean these crowns? What are these crowns? Yeah, Klal Yisrael got crowns for Nasa Vinishma. What are these crowns? So the truth is, I don't know, and I'm afraid to talk about them. They're very, very spiritual things. They're things that the Gemara says will return at the end when Mashiach comes. What are these crowns? But on our basic level, what's the whole idea of a crown? We've spoken about this in years past. The whole idea of a crown is something that rests above the head, above, and points upwards. It says that life does not end with my brain, but it ascends so much further. It's so much higher. Existence only starts above my brain. I'm just a little twit. I'm nothing. And from here is where everything begins. Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh v'nishma. They decided to forget about their brains. They decided to live above their brains. And in the schus of giving this confidence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of giving HaKadosh Baruch Hu the wheel, they lived a life like that. They were greater than themselves. They were wearing a crown that shows if you want to see who I am, you have to look above my brain. Because I'm not one of these guys who makes educated decisions. I'm somebody who's soymech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm someone who's going with Borei Olam. And why are there two crowns? I would say you should only get one. One for the Nasa, for doing the mitzvahs above. You know why? Because there are two ways to learn also. It's not just Nasa v'nishma. Just the Nasa is important and the Nishma is second. No. If you're somebody who decides to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the way you learn is different also. You're not looking for Hashem to prove you anything. There are certain people who read a Gemara, who read a Musar Sefer, like they're in some sort of Eshet Torah seminar, and they're arguing, I don't think that way. I bring all these rights against. They're looking at themselves as prosecutors against the Torah. That's how they learn. That's how they learn. They're putting up their, you know, putting up their boxing gloves and they're fighting. Instead of understanding that this is for them. When a person's mekabel to be nase, his nishma is just to understand the beauty of the existence that he's accepted upon himself. And I hope if I don't understand why I do this today, maybe I'll understand tomorrow, and maybe I won't. It doesn't really matter, because I'm soimech on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go to this higher madrega. And when did Klal Yisrael lose these ksarim? They lost them at the Cheder Egel. And the Cheder Egel was not just stam and avodah zarah. It was extremely complex. It was a very scary time. Moshe was supposed to come down. And he didn't come down according to their cheshbon. According to their calculations. And they knew how to, they knew math, Rabbi. 1, 2, 3, right? This is not like advanced calculus. This is basic math. And yet something was off. You know what was off? You don't do math. You don't do that. You just sit and wait for that day that he's supposed to come down. You just wait there. Don't think about it, because there's a plan that Hashem set up, and this was supposed to happen. Instead, we're going to take the eagle, and according to the Rambam, it's going to be like a Moshe Rabbeinu. We're going to make it shayach to the Kisiyah Kavod, and we're going to get all these energies coming down to this eagle. It's going to tell us what to do and how to get to Eretz Yisrael. Shkoyach. It's only one problem with this plan. You thought of it! It's your plan. It's not a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. You lose your crowns. There are different ways of living. There's so many things that people add to the Torah. People say Torah umada, Torah vavoida, Torah with something else, Torah and mixed speeches. All these different Torah withs. Today, the biggest thing that we have is Torah with all of the narishkeits and all the dvarim asurim in the world. Torah imzeh. This is the worst Torah vih that we've ever had. Is Torah without the Torah. The other Torah vih at least said Torah with something else. I don't necessarily, I'm not here to comment about it. But it's a Torah with something else. Here, it's Torah without the Torah. We're seeing thousands upon thousands of problems in being mekabel the full 613. And as much as a person is not mekabel, is as much as we're lacking in this area. Everyone wants to feel. They want to feel like they're intelligent, like they're in control of what they're doing. The greatest form of intelligence is being samech on an intelligence that's greater than any intelligence that could ever be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Chulin, Adaf Heyam at Beis, says, Adam ubehema toshia Hashem, a pasuk in Tehillim. Man and animal will save Hashem. Amar of Yehud Amar Rav, Elu b'nei Adam sheina rumin bedas. People who are so clever. So clever. Umesimen atzman kibehema. And they make themselves like animals. Says the Gemara, this is a yid. He's so good at that. He's such good shtickl of Torah. But he makes himself into an animal. What does that mean? And that's going to be his Yeshua. The answer is that, yeah, when the Nasa is after the Nishma in Seder, he's saying so good. Lefiza, 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 and it's a kasha on this and a kasha on that. But when it comes to Shulchan Aruch, he's a behema. He's a total behema. Hashem, this is what you told me to do. And whoever follows this program of Nasa V'Nishma is living with a crown, is living with two crowns, is living with royalty, is ascending madregas that can never imagine. So many times in our life we say, I didn't think I could do it, right? So there are certain levels of that. Sometimes a person listens to a motivational speaker who says, you can do it! And you try and you can do it, right? But those are for small achievements, Rabosai. How do you climb above yourself? You can't. No motivational speaker, no workout video is going to get you to climb above your brain. There's only one being in the world who can do that, and with one thing, Borei Olam with his Torah. And we should all, during this period of being mekabel the Torah, preparing, of counting towards Maamid Har Sinai, see where we are in this Nasa V'Nishma. See where we are in trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in going that extra mile, in breaking those fears, which are legitimate fears. And the greatness is overcoming those fears. It's not something that's not legitimate. It is legitimate. But afal pichein, we should all be zeicha to say Nasa V'Nishma, and be chai with Kabbalah Satira, Kol Hayom v'Kol Halayim.